Now let's take a look at the Trump administration's visa policies and some unintended consequences. There was an African Business Development Summit in California last week, but none of the African delegates could attend because they couldn't get U.S. visas. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Humphrey Mutaasa from the mayor's office in Kampala, Uganda, organized a delegation of 11 business leaders to attend the African Global Economic and Development Summit at the University of Southern California. He says it was a very high-level group of private companies, the Ugandan Ministry of Trade, Chambers of Commerce, and the Kampala mayor's office.
The delegation that was coming from Uganda to that summit was very, very disappointed.
Mary Flowers, the chair of the summit, says visa problems have long been an issue for the event. In the past, she says roughly 40% of invitees have been unable to get visas.
So this year, we're thinking there's going to be some rejections, but, you know, others will still come. But it was 100% blocked across the board.
Asked what caused the problem this year, Flowers says in her view, vetting procedures put in place by the Trump administration are discriminating against travelers from Africa.
Obviously, because this has never happened before.
The White House has called for enhanced screening and vetting of applications for visas worldwide as part of stepped-up efforts to keep out terrorists. A State Department official on background tells NPR that they can't comment on any individual visa applications, but says all applications are screened on a case-by-case basis and in accordance with U.S. laws. Some of the African delegates to the summit say their visa applications were denied. Others say they were never even able to submit them. Humphrey Mutaasa in Kampala says the online application is complicated and involved paying a $160 application fee at a local bank. Then he had to wait a day to get a confirmation code to finally book an interview through the U.S. Embassy's website.
And when you go online, then the calendar will open and they'll tell you, you know, the whole of February, there is no appointment. You can only secure an appointment after 15th of March.
Which meant he wouldn't have a ruling on his visa until after the conference had concluded. Flowers in Los Angeles says whatever the reason for the African delegates not getting their visas, she says clearly things have changed this year. And she says the end result is fewer connections between American businesses and the continent. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.